broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The White House and Democrats remain far apart on terms for another coronavirus relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refusing to settle for anything less than a $2 trillion package.
The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argues that Democrats are delaying assistance for those out of work over unrelated issues. Democrats want more money for schools, to hire teachers, expand classroom size, and for state and local governments.
Fox's Chad Pergram. A court upholds the military's mail-only draft policy,
saying that only the U.S. Supreme Court may revise its own precedent. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Thursday upheld the constitutionality of the all-male draft military system. A lawsuit brought by the National Coalition for Men was argued before the court in March. They said that since that 1981 ruling, the role of women in combat has changed significantly.
Fox's Karen McHugh. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply through the evening hours, fading out later on tonight. And tomorrow we'll do it again, scattered to numerous storms, particularly in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours in spot. We'll be in the muggy mid-70s for the overnight low tonight. Tomorrow's high in the low to mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices. Then on Saturday, not as many storms around. They'll still be scattered in the afternoon and evening hours, but more of a typical summertime pattern. High temperatures edging back to the mid-90s and widely scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If the reason for this is the reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Yes!
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. It's a little bigger on Thursday because we have the much beloved and glorious Mr. Playtime Terry Adams is here, along with Rosie Brock. And I think Jay Quellen is stopping by for a bit. Mm-hmm.
And here they are.
Muster it up, Jeb.
Please clap.
Jeb. Low energy, Jeb.
Yeah. Hard to believe that was like 4 years ago.
Time is flying, man.
It is. Market finishes just a little off today. No biggie. good news, a peace deal brokered, first of its kind, by President Trump. Do we think, I'm sure the media is all over this, praising him, historic peace accord between Israel and the United Arab Emirates.
Can you say the beginning of the Great Tribulation?
Make that connection for me.
The Bible. The Bible says there will be a historic agreement between the Israel. I'll finish this later.
No, I mean, only one person I know can be in the third trimester, rocking a mask, a patterned outfit, and wearing a... Did I say the mask? Yeah. Well, whatever.
I got my mask. Get my mask on.
How are you? You look radiant. You look pregnant.
It's sweat.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
That glow?
It's hot.
It's that third trimester glow.
Which is, what you're saying is that's actually sweat.
Yeah, I'm glistening.
Gotcha. Okay.
I know you don't have much to do these days, but you're going to help us. We just got,
Here's my pie money.
Yeah, presidential flashcards.
I pay in cash, you know.
Now, if you're ever having a social event to which we're invited, I'll be happy to bring you multiple key lime pies.
Well, you know, so we'll have one 6 weeks after birth. We'll have a baptism party. Nothing says baptism like a key lime pie.
I agree. So you just let me know how many you need. But we have this $100. Who was that that donated that for the police?
LaDonna knows. I'm not sure.
And who was the gentleman that...
Rob.
Rob. And then who was the gentleman that sent the money in the mail?
Reggie.
Reggie shouldn't Hammond. Be... forget that. Reggie, we got yours. So we've got about 10 pies that have been purchased for our men in blue.
Well, I can get you in touch with somebody where you can get those dropped off. Or you could just drop them off at my house.
Yeah.
They freeze well.
Hey, we deliver. Maybe I can get... I told Rich Thomas that I asked Jaqueline to sit in with us tomorrow because Jesse's off for a couple of days, and I said I told her it was shirtless Weatherman Friday. Is he still that way in your phone?
And had I not already been, you know, predisposed at this mediation training, I would have been here. And that's early.
Yeah.
That's early. But yeah, Dana and I have that training tomorrow. In Birmingham, all the way through Tuesday.
Ooh, wow. You got to drive there every day?
I'm staying in Birmingham.
Good.
Dana is commuting because of the babies.
Yeah.
Which I have baby pictures.
Oh.
Aw.
Okay, there's Emmy.
Oh.
Look at them cheeks.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, those are.
Okay, and then.
That smile.
Apple cheeks.
Oh. Now, I know I'm partial because I'm a boy mom right now. But look at little Henry. Those cheeks are all Dana, by the way.
They are Rich Thomas level.
Adorable.
Really?
I know.
How about that? And everybody's good and healthy and happy?
Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. I think she's more, you know, ready to come back to work. But that whole, like, new mom, I don't want to leave my babies for one second.
I can see that.
Well, and it's been more emotionally tolling because of the Rona.
Sure.
The maternity leave that she's had has really been one-on-one, which is great, but also there's been no distractions.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, a very different maternity leave than I had, because even though I took 6 weeks, I still had other things, you know, going to church, going to Bunko, going, you know, occasional lunch with friends. She's been locked down with the babies since June 3rd.
Wow. Serious bonding.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what's anything new today? I put something interesting on Facebook this afternoon. Somebody took an old Portland, Oregon Chamber of Commerce video and updated it with new images over the original dialogue, and it was really well done.
I like it when people do that.
Yeah, I know, because it's the truth, and you know what Carlin just said.
Portland, Oregon is located in the northwestern United States where the Willamette and Columbia Rivers meet.
Beautiful.
Downtown Portland was built with pedestrians in mind so you could easily walk the Central District to take in the city's architecture, parks, and fountains at your own pace. The heart of the city is the amphitheater on Pioneer Courthouse Square. It's the place everyone keeps coming back to after browsing galleries, shopping, and sightseeing. Do bring an umbrella. the showers are very common, although there's plenty of sunshine to enjoy in the summer.
This, you know, that makes the point.
This is insanity.
How is anybody in Portland putting up with this? I talked to somebody at Baumhauer's last night who has a friend or a relative that just bought a house in Minneapolis a little over a year ago.
Nope.
And, oops, time to get out.
Yeah, I think it's just 2020. Like, I think that's, it's just part of it at this point. Like,
so many people think that if Joe and Kamala Chameleon win, that they are, all of a sudden, the COVID will go away, the Rona.
I'm telling you, November 4th, regardless of what happens, everything will be different.
Yeah, I guess it will.
Lucky for Lola and I.
Now, you and Lola, on that particular day, it would not surprise me that if you give birth in the morning, have a hearing at 9, and do a mediation at 3 p.m.
So it's funny you say that, because my mom has pictures of me. With Steve and I was induced. So with Lola, it's a scheduled C-section. But with Steve and I was induced, and I was there for about 36 hours before anything like really had to happen. And my mom has pictures of me like checking emails, and I have my laptop like sitting on my belly, like
yeah.
It got to the point where Amy and Dana, about a week after I got home from the hospital, Dana calls me and she's like, I love you, but you've got to stop filing stuff.
Intervention.
She's like, you're on pain medication, and like you're filing stuff that like I'm having to fix. She's like, I love you, but like step away from the computer. And I'm like, but I'm bored. And she's like, every day I will give you things to work on. So she would give me like busy work, things that, you know, smart, take time, but like discovery responses, like typing up things to kind of help relieve the load from her. But like, I'm a worker. Like, I can't take a maternity leave and not work. It's just hard for me. Like, I don't do well with downtime.
It's the same for me. I could not take a maternity leave from this and just sit at home. That wouldn't work.
Well, and it's even when I go on vacation. I mean, I vividly remember being on my honeymoon and something happening in one of my cases that was, like, an emotional case for me. I was very invested. And it didn't matter that we were on a cruise in the middle of nowhere. Like, I picked up the phone and talked to the client and handled the issue and dealt with it, because it's always ongoing. And I know that's probably not healthy. I've learned to set boundaries.
Right.
But sometimes things happen that, like, mm-hmm. as much as I love Dana and I trust her and she's competent and, she is bright, sometimes it's like, no, that's my case. Like, that's my baby. Like, you don't want to, like, relinquish that, not control, but that attachment.
Yeah, you have a relationship with a client.
But for anybody that's considered using your services, hearing that, I think, is kind of critical, because I've seen it up close and personal with people. It's that, I got your back, or to quote you, we got this.
Yeah, we got this. It just, the thing is like, not all cases rise to the level of a huge emotional attachment. We care about all of our clients.
Right.
We're going to be honest with you about, you know, what's going on. But we see some stuff sometimes that's really heartbreaking.
Yes, we've seen that this last week.
Yeah. And so when you're emotionally invested in a case because you know somebody has just been fundamentally wronged,
mm-hmm.
You can't help but get attached. And if you don't get attached, I'm sorry, you have no soul. Like, you can't do what we do and not care.
That's what makes you a good advocate. You got to have that.
Well, thank you.
Got to take our first break of the hour here at 3:19. You have any camcorder videos sitting around in a closet that need to be transferred, or have you done all of that? You're not one to fall behind on those kind of things.
I don't.
VHS.
I know what a camcorder video is, Greg.
Well, I mean, it's such an ancient technology. I thought the old man here would have to.
No, like my mom has a bunch. I bet that I could bring up here and have them converted.
I just asked because Dan Black Studios does that. They give you a 50% discount on camcorder videos, and you can call them at 279-6036 if you have some stuff. And every day you wait, those things get a little bit
worse.
Yeah, decay is the word.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hesitate. Get that transferred before they deteriorate any further. And if you go way back to my era, and there's 8 or 60 millimeter films or slides, color slides. Slides are excellent photographs, but like anything else that's been developed, it starts to die a little bit the day it comes off the developer.
That's right.
So Dan Black Studios can preserve all of your precious memories. Just call them at 279-6036. And they do so much more. It's a complete video and media production company. So if you would like to produce a video to honor somebody for a birthday or an occasion, talk to Dan Black Studios about that as well. And everything is available for your perusal at danblackstudios.net. 320.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations one star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have same-day delivery, same-day contact-free curbside pickup, and same-day in-store pickup to keep you going. And we have the right oil, right filter, right price every day to keep your vehicle going. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Valvoline, Mobil 1, Pennzoil Platinum, or Castrol Edge with a Fram Titanium Oil Filter for just $33.99. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We have a liftoff.
The Blind Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, now the Rocket Scientist of the Day can be somebody who did something truly brilliant, has improved everybody's life through some act of inventiveness, but we also salute people who are like, wow, what a rocket scientist. And Jacqueline just came across a story that richly deserves this honor about a mayor in Virginia.
Yeah.
And this, you know, this is one of those, so we should not feel uncomfortable talking about it because it happened. It's a news item. God knows we've had our share of those over the last week, but this mayor of a small town of Virginia, right?
Yeah, the town is less than 5,000 people. It's Luray, L-U-R-A-Y.
Maybe Roz knows that town because she's from there. Not Luray, but Virginia.
Luray, Mayor Barry Pressgraves.
So basically he said, and we're quoting here now, don't misunderstand. This is a public official who made a statement that Joe Biden has picked Aunt Jemima as his running mate.
Yeah, the quote was exactly, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima, end quote, as his running mate.
That's, Is this mayor a Democrat, does the article say? Because oftentimes when Democrats do stupid things, they don't tell you.
So it doesn't state whether or not he himself is a Democrat, but it does say that less than 4% of the population of his community of 5,000 is black. And the town is about 90 miles west of D.C.
And it doesn't indicate, I mean...
No, see, I'm still looking. I don't think
so
that...
when we're all saying, when all of this crap broke and we have to rename everything in the world because of the George Floyd...
Cancel culture.
Yeah. And companies to virtue signal, like Columbia yesterday, oh... I'm still steaming about that one. Did I tell you about that? You know the shirts I like to wear, the fishing shirts?
Mm-hmm.
Those are by Columbia Sportswear.
Right, I have
and
some.
And I'm on their emailing address.
Mm-hmm.
They're
nice.
Yeah. And they sent an email out yesterday proudly announcing their new spokesman, Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, so much for that.
Yeah.
Throw those away.
So I was so infuriated by this that I sent them a note. I was polite, but to the point. And I got an automated reply back. And then one of our listeners, Morris Drinnenberg, who is a great contributor, sent me their Facebook page link. And I wasn't the only person who was mad. Let me just say that. It's like, are you kidding? What made you think hiring, paying tons of money, who knows what part of the cost of a shirt goes to pay for his services... a guy who can't tell the difference between a noose and a garage door opener. That's real bright.
It's saying he's a Democrat, which is a little surprising.
Well, you know, they're always screaming about what racist conservatives are, and I really think they're just mirroring their own insecurities in that regard.
He thought it was funny. I thought it was humorous, he said. I had no idea people would react the way they did.
Has he been living up in the mountains with no access to news?
Quote, ain't I a Democrat too?
Yeah, really.
Oh, so that,
so that makes it okay.
Yeah. But
boy.
Apparently the little town of...
Yes?
Wow. Y'all hear that noise?
Hang on 1 second. Okay. Jerry.
Oh, sure.
Talk about the tribulation.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well... According to Scripture, there's supposed to be an agreement made between Israel and her enemies. And then there's 7 years from the moment that is signed. Actually, 3.5 years from there is when the Antichrist is revealed. But the Great Tribulation starts, and then 7 years later is when the return of Christ happens. Isn't that right, Miss Rosie? Timeline?
Yes.
So you got to wonder what this deal is, this big deal that Trump's been working on. Is this the deal?
I was thinking about that earlier when I saw it today, about the big peace deal over in Palestine and Israel.
Yep.
Makes you think.
I wouldn't think so.
You don't think?
No.
Jesus has got to come back, y'all. Quickly.
Soon. The world's, everything's upside down, like the Bible said it would be in the end days. So.
He is. He's definitely coming back.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's in 7 years. Of course, nobody knows the date or the time, so.
True. Right. But boy, everything's in place. You know, we're just kind of waiting on the temple. I think if they sign this, what we have to look for is the temple being rebuilt. As soon as they sign this deal, if they start rebuilding the temple, we are in the Great Tribulation. That's the key.
Are you okay? Everything all right? You're freaking me out.
No,
he does look a little askew, doesn't he? What's going on? You okay?
Well, I had my annual yesterday, and before I came in, the doctors now have this very sophisticated thing called Patient Portal.
Yeah, that thing online with email and all that.
Yeah,
patient.
And it's a little tricky to navigate. But I wanted to see chest X-ray, clear. But that call, I had to take it because I have to have an MRI done
on the knee.
On the knee.
And they're scheduling it.
And Thursday at 2:00. Will you help me remember that?
I will.
From today at 2:00.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry, I know if I'm a minute late or I have a heart attack in the tube.
You are not going to.
Are you going to do the tube MRI or are you going to do the tubeless MRI?
She asked if I wanted a tube or a tubeless.
You get to choose.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
And I said, I can do the tube.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I've done the tube.
It's all a matter of mind over.
Just don't get claustrophobic.
Well, it's the clicking that gets you. It's like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, all right.
You feel like a torpedo.
I got to get out of here.
I'd like to get the problem solved, but I just hope it doesn't involve a surgery.
So once a year, my dad has to go for an MRI because of the brain situation. Mm-hmm. 4 hours long. In the tube.
No. How do they do it? Do they give him something to sleep?
Like,
or?
No, because here's the thing. Like, you move when you sleep. And so, like, one time my dad did it, and he fell asleep in the tube, but then he, like, moved, so then they had to start over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But yesterday was an important day because I graduated. I no longer have to listen to the snap of the rubber glove the...
Which is you screaming.
But women have things that...
Yes.
Yeah, we really have no room to complain.
No. No, in fact, I think...
Should I remind you?
Oh, I know you will. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we do a lot of things that you guys don't have to do.
That's right.
I am doing... in fact, I'm going again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Krauskin 3.0. Sweet D came by last night to buy pies.
I did get to see her.
She came into the front. Man, she's like the happiest woman I've met this year. Just upbeat, and she's the Krauskin's knocked about I don't know, 6 inches off her waist.
Wow.
And wow. It's not that I'm fat.
U-S-B-S.
A little overweight. But this stuff reshapes you too, you know. Everybody complains about love handles, or I hear women, what's the term, when you have that little, the muffin top.
Oh, is that what it's called, Greg? As you here point to me go. And say, you know, the muffin top. Yeah. Yes, Greg, I do know.
The muffin top, the muffin top, the muffin top. Anyway, it can work on things like that, too. I'm not saying this to sell you anything.
Right, like as you're pointing to me, who looks like the Kool-Aid man over here right now, and you're like, yeah, a little muffin top. And I'm over here like, how about this extra 20 pounds I'm carting around?
Yeah, that's more like a... It's
careful.
It's, but you're glowing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Are.
That was a good one.
Yeah, he played that safe.
It's an excellent move.
Uncle Ron is on the line. Uncle Ron, what's up?
Oh, greetings and blessings for our Lord Jesus to you and your crew.
Thank you. Hope y'all having
a great day.
We are.
Hey, I was just listening to you saying that you're free from the snap, and had your annual, not your annual, had your annual.
Annual.
Annual, yes.
Yes. Right.
But I was told by my proctologist that he stands behind his word, so that made me feel really good.
And what?
Stands behind his word.
Oh, yeah. That's very good to hear. We should play the colorectal surgeon song for you.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I just want to say hello to you guys and enjoyed your show this morning.
Thank you, Ron.
Rich kind of took me back by Man of War, but, you know, that's okay.
Oh, man. We were like looking at each other.
Don't forget that one.
With our jaws hanging down. Yeah, your sweet little Rich Thomas was naughty on the show this morning.
No, not really.
That's normal.
See, I knew it.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Jacqueline likes Rich more than me.
Rich Thomas alone. He is a precious man.
he was just a little naughty.
Never.
I'll pull up the podcast.
Sometimes.
I don't believe it at all. I was listening this morning. I heard nothing inappropriate. From my precious angel.
No, he just learned us a few things about horses. That's all.
He is a precious individual. He can do no wrong. Sweetest man.
Walks on water, does he?
He does, sometimes.
Adorable.
Oh. That too, yes. Okay, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break at our first look at the roads. And then we'll be back. It's not that I'm avoiding the news in particular today, but I'm avoiding the news.
There's nothing new.
Just that you're
just repeating yesterday.
I mean, they kept the men-only draft. I mean, that's new.
I got a guy out there waiting for a pie.
Out front?
Yeah, Mark. Mark Cumbie. I just saw your email, Mark. I am sorry, man. We'll be out in just a minute.
I'll go down.
What a trooper.
I know. I probably wouldn't make it back up if I went down.
All right, so we're on the way, Mark. I'm sorry. I should just give people my phone number and let them text me when they come by. My neighbor, Lou from...
Lou?
Bellwood, yeah. See my magazine column this month?
I have not seen your Boom magazine. Is that the one about the house?
Yeah, the House on Beer Court.
Yeah, I've heard you refer to it, and I have meant to go pick up my copy of Boom. I usually pick one up when I can find it. I don't like to go online and read it. I want a hard copy.
Yeah. A lot of us old people are that way.
Hey, now.
Sorry, I was really referring to myself.
You're as good as dancing off the...
Yeah, I know. Off the abyss here.
I think we should
I love how I'm looking like Eddie Bader upside down over here, though. Like, this is legit.
Yeah, well, that's because it's on the back of the copy board, and it gets turned around. Joey's always messing with it, so, yeah, Eddie is upside down today. But anyway, it's 3:35. Quick look at the roads. We'll update the forecast, and then we'll come back with whatever it was I said we were going to do before I lost my place.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic had an accident earlier on I-65 southbound just before the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Was an injury involved in that. We've still got some emergency workers on the right-hand side of the road. Traffic is slow going from above the 143 into Millbrook because of that and resurfacing work going on. Just use caution. Up in Wetumpka, two accidents. One at Jasmine Hill Road at Highway 231. The other one in front of the old Shoney's on Highway 231 as you roll into Wetumpka. Watch out for both of those. And we've got an accident now in Mount Meigs and on I-85 northbound. If you're headed out of Montgomery, expect some delays from Chantilly Parkway through Mount Meigs. We're seeing a tremendous backup of traffic out that way. It's a moderate crash. It'll take them a few minutes to get that cleared. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, or large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
This weekend at Kohl's, take an extra 15% off. Save on men's and women's denim. Get Under Armour shoes for the family, $59.99 and under. And pick up a Power XL air fryer, just $84.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off your back-to-school purchase of $50 or more. Plus, store drive-up. And get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 15% off with promo code NOTEBOOK and August 16th. Under Armour offers and coupons do not apply. 10 off 50 with promo code BTS10 and August 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If there was ever a place for everything, it has to be the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Now with exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes in various sizes from as little as $4.98 each. Safely store everything from seasonal items to family keepsakes. At this price, these totes are well within reach. Go to homedepot.com/storage. All your storage solutions in one place. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through September 7th while supplies last.
Hi, this is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. You hear me a lot on Blue Water Broadcasting for good reason. They are the best. AutoSave Tire and Auto advertises with Blue Water across the board, and our business has grown every year because of it. From the people you hear on the air to the people behind the scenes, nobody's taking better care of our business than Blue Water Broadcasting. So when you need to promote your business, do what we do. Call Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. One of the lawyers representing Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett, filed a motion for the judge in the trial to recuse himself. And today, Circuit Judge Jacob Walker granted the motion to recuse himself. The new judge is Circuit Judge Christopher Hughes. Taylor's trial is scheduled to start November 2nd. Secretary of State John Merrill's office will be monitoring the upcoming municipal elections in Marion, Centerville, and Selma because of concern from candidates about corruption and other fraudulent activities. Now election observers are keeping a close eye on the absentee voting process. Merrill says anyone who has concerns about the election should file a full report at StopVoterFraudNow.com. There are now more than 100,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama. More than 17,000 were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 1,800 people have died. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply through the evening hours, fading out later on tonight. And tomorrow we'll do it again, scattered to numerous storms, particularly in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours in spot. We'll be in the muggy mid-70s for the overnight low tonight. Tomorrow's high in the low to mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices. Then on Saturday, not as many storms around. They'll still be scattered in the afternoon and evening hours, but more of a typical summertime pattern, high temperatures edging back to the mid-90s, and widely scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joe Biden came to decide yesterday who would make a really fine running mate. A woman for the election, 'cause a man would be a no. A woman with the right complexion to get the vote. Kamala Harris, she'll run with Joe, she'll run with Joe. Beating Trump ain't easy, but Kamala's on his team. She's gonna be Biden's VP.
I don't want to frighten anybody, but I read a story today that she's already vetting her vice president.
Good idea.
Yeah, you think?
Him, yeah.
Have you ever seen a more Trojan horse thing than this?
No.
Unbelievable display of elderly abuse that the Democrats are putting on. The party that's always virtue signaling, what wonderful folks they are, but like that Democrat mayor in Virginia, Blue Virginia. One of my former radio partners lives there. Somebody who I knew... and had a great time with. We were always a little bit apart politically, but she's a communist now, and I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Defund the police.
It's crazy.
It was that they, in New York, where they're hemorrhaging money because businesses are closing, people are fleeing, like the city's on, well, it is, parts of
it.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is on fire.
And it's then, literally burning.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody that wrote Fund the Police on the Black Lives Matter thing. Or no, that was in D.C. Excuse me. There was something else stupid in New York. I'll figure it out.
There's tons of stupid stuff in New York.
Yeah. I'll never go there again. That's for sure. Chris?
I think in New York last month, they only had 5 closings on residential homes.
Yeah, that's pathetic. What is that number normally? It's got to be in the thousands.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And if you own property there, what do you do? Do you hope that somebody with their brains together gets into the mayor's office, or you dump it now before it gets worse?
I mean, how do you dump it when no one's there going
to
buy it?
That's true, yeah. You need people to move into a city to be able to sell houses. That's what Eddie Vedder always tells us anyway, even when he's upside down.
Well, it's interesting that the young people are moving to the suburbs, you know? I mean, they're getting out. Rich people got into the Hamptons, you know?
I'm glad you brought that up. And here's the thing. Now, the people that made this little song addressed the subject of people under the age of 40 are moving to the suburbs, out of the cities. Mm-hmm. But they gave absolutely no hint as to why this might be happening. You think feeling safe? There was a story today that a realty group in Chicago that represents over 100 different properties sent Mayor Beetlejuice a letter saying, we are leaving if you don't get your act together and we start feeling safe.
Well, she said today that it was all a conspiracy, that Chicago was set up.
Oh, is that what it was? I'll bet Trump did that, right?
Yeah, it was all, she was set up.
Yeah. But I have a neat little song here to address the idea that, people are fleeing the city. Why would anybody want to live in Chicago or Minneapolis or Portland or any of these other places?
I mean, the murder constantly is just, I mean, can you imagine? Well, we live in this year in Montgomery.
We got 41 already this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Can I bring something up? I mean, I've lived here all my life. And you know, the fact is, we do have 41 people have been killed on the street. And we don't hear a thing. You know, I was hoping Stephen Reed is going to do. He's going to be taking this, say, look, my constituents who voted me in, we're going to have to stop this. You don't hear anything.
Nope.
Silence.
Silence.
Nope.
He's going to
put his face and say he was great to see Kamala Harris as VP candidate.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, people are getting shot and killed in the street.
By the way,
daily
the,
in this
the ticket of Biden and Kamala Harris has been called knee pads and pee pads.
Oh, I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah, me too. But
I can't say on air.
That's one I can
I'll
say.
I'll send them to you.
Knee pads and pee pads.
Well, last one I was going to say, I'm not sure if you heard anything about Mitt Romney recently. I think he's caved on it. He was protecting Comey and Brennan to testify in front of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, this guy, Bain Capital had an office in Kiev or Kyiv, Ukraine. I'm not so sure old Mittens might be all involved in this.
There,
absolutely.
As Carlin says at the beginning of every Thursday show, pretty much, it's a big club and you ain't in it. And Donald Trump ain't in it. And he has been a threat to that club since the day he took the
oath. Well, that's it. I mean, Trump's trying to dissolve the club because the club's illegal. And the people in the club have so much power, they're trying to do everything they can to stop him from stopping them.
Chris, we got to run, but
I've heard a good... Oh, real quick, I've heard, and y'all can probably talk about this, I've heard of them going after the group of these people under the RICO laws.
Yeah, exactly. That's been speculated. Even David Blackman, I think, said use the RICO
Act. Yeah.
Because the Democratic Party is a mafia now. It really is.
It's a mafia. It really is. Mm-hmm. You're right. Y'all have a good one.
See
you. All righty. Dana, I need you to hold for just... Wait a minute.
That's this... Dana!
Yeah.
Dana?
Yeah.
Wow.
Magic.
I know, I'm coming out of my cave.
Where's my babies?
They're getting ready to eat, so I can't go downstairs. Just, you know.
Are you hiding upstairs
nobody wants
from
to hear
the babies?
Them.
So.
Just for a minute.
It's good to hear your voice.
That's fair.
Mother O twins.
I know. It's been so long.
Dana, I showed them the pictures of the babies.
Oh, so cute.
Of the cheeks.
Apple cheeks.
Oh, I love them.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Well, you sound good. You sound rested. You ready for tomorrow?
Yeah.
I got snacks.
I mean, you know.
She has snacks.
What is snacks? I mean.
Like, literally snacks for us. I went into the store and got us snacks.
Always prepared. You are a prepper.
I am.
For anything.
He is.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, you're doing this mediation training?
Yeah, up in Birmingham. Dana and I are going to be certified mediators.
So that means, like...
And apparently all it takes is 5 days of...
5 days
9 to 5:30.
Of grueling CLE.
It was frustrating because when the babies came along, we wanted to gift you in some way, shape, or form, but during the pandemic... You can't visit people in the hospital. You can't send them anything. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. I know. So not even my mom could come and visit. So we had to, like, try to hold the baby, like, the babies up to the window at night.
Did it work?
So she could, like, sort of see them. Mm. No, not really. Like, if you go to the end of the hallway, you can sort of, like, get to a window that you can see inside, but the rest are mirrored. So
I'm going to need you to draw me a diagram. Where to go?
You just kind of got to, like, wander about, you know, just like, can you see this? Can you see him now? Good.
What about now? Is there a glare?
Yeah, like, so not even them could be in there, but, yeah, you know, it was a real quiet time. over there in the hospital because nobody was there.
Well, this is this Amy who I think it is?
I don't know. Who do you think it is?
Amy Hampton, possibly.
I don't know. Is it a trifecta here? I have no idea what's going on.
It could be.
Amy Hampton? I guess we'll find out in a minute.
Is this Amy
Hampton? Dana, hold on.
All right. Yeah, I do need you to hold, so don't go away. We got to take a break here. 350. For folks who don't like pulse starting gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, Lewis Lawn has a new revelation in battery-operated technology with the Ego product line. You can get a mower that can do a full large lawn on a single charge, edgers, trimmers, and more. You just put it on the charging station. When you're ready to use it, you take it off and hit the on button, and it springs into action. And like everything else they sell at Lewis Lawn, it's a place you can bring it for service or repair if something happens. Lewis Lawn sells all the great product lines, brand names, and outdoor maintenance from Echo with Exmark, Toro, got lots of X marks on the outside of their building. The Big Zero Turns tractor-style mowers, too, and individual push Toros, self-propels, which is the one I bought. Just great products and terrific people, starting with Haley and Chad Sasser and TJ. It's a great group, and unlike box stores, you bring whatever you need back to them when it needs service or repair. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and their number is 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow. Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yeah, we're moving on out.
Moving on out
to the suburbs.
Moving on out.
Cause I need a place to sit outside. Moving on out.
Moving on out
to the suburbs.
Moving on out.
To go anywhere I have to drive. Gonna buy me a lawnmower. Gonna buy me a grill. Gonna get me a backyard where I can sit and chill. I had fun in the city, but now that time has passed. I had been stuck inside an apartment with roommates and the cats, and so I'm moving on.
Moving on out to the suburbs. Moving on out.
Where everyone is friendly.
Yeah, I couldn't happen to have anything to do. You know, there was a headline, and I couldn't believe I read it without reaction initially, that police were being hit with mortars in Portland. Mortars. That's war material.
They've captured a bunch
of weapons.
Where
did they get mortars from?
China. They've captured, yeah. ICE has captured three or four caches of weapons coming from China. Meant for BLM and Antifa.
Some got through.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's...
And they wonder where people are moving to the suburbs. And I'm looking at this article from our partners at Alabama News Network on the worst murder rate here in decades. And Chief Finley says... Murders in the city are not related to gang violence, the results of disagreements and lack of self-control.
People are still dead.
Yeah.
Does it matter why?
Exactly.
Speaking of, Dana's got to go feed babies.
No!
He said no, Dana.
I know. But
she has responsibilities.
We live and die by the schedule, okay?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, it is almost 4 o'clock.
And they know it. Okay.
Are they mad?
We meet on the three.
Are they like down there like meh?
So we eat like at like 1, 4, 7, and so they know the schedule.
They know what's coming.
And if you are even like 5 minutes late on the schedule, they get very upset.
It's like Hershey and Briscoe.
I know.
But you know, I'm gonna be back full time next week. Stefan has graciously allowed me to get out on maternity leave, but you know, she asked me if I was ready to come back. Well, I'm ready. Like, all I can think about is my couch at work and how quiet it is, and like, how nice like an uninterrupted nap would be.
I fluffed your pillows for you.
Aww. So I'm like, that's all I can think about. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be back. Like, I'm ready to be back.
Well, text me in the morning when you get on the road, and I'll see you tomorrow for our adventure.
Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for the call.
Dana.
Hello there, Amy.
Hey. I just want to ask, why is Trump messing with the mail?
Because our post office is an extraordinary burden on
the mail.
It's an extraordinary burden on the taxpayers, and they're revamping it. The post office is a constitutionally mandated agency.
Exactly. It's not a business.
No. It should be run like one, though, because it's costing us.
It's not a business.
Well, Amy, if you want to piss money away in a poorly run post office, go do it! I don't give a damn!
So, about that blood pressure.
What can I throw? I need some...
Nothing.
I need some foam stuff.
Nothing.
Paper towels?
No.
That'll work. Throw them.
No.
Throw them.
We don't throw things.
We don't throw things, Greg.
I want to throw something.
Voice of reason.
Well...
And I've got all these mothers around me at the moment. Modify my behavior. East.
Well, Greg, you're surrounded by civilization over there, man. I really dig that. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, the mortars, too, is the thing that needs to be considered. Every 4th of July, every New Year's, my neighbors down the street will fire off mortars.
Where do you live?
You can purchase at the fireworks store.
What?
And they're very large. They make a very large explosion in the sky. Now, can you imagine something that is that loud? It makes the big, heavy boom that shakes the windows. Having someone fire one of those directly at you.
You watch that Portland video on my Facebook page, and you can see just what they're up against there. It is a war zone.
Yep.
Don't say there's not going to be another civil war. It's already happening. It's just happening in phases.
Well, I know that those firework mortars, if they were to hit a gas tank, it'd be all over.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that they should be free to return fire if that happens.
Absolutely.
Well, even if the cops, and thank you for the call, East, even if the cops are fired at by